so they gonna sing y'all a little selection.
Put our hands together. Here you go, Pastor. I'm going to turn it over to our pastor this morning.
Appreciate, Brother Al. We had a good time this morning in our Sunday school class. He taught me this morning. I mean, he's growing like a weed, and I said, whoa. I just really want to thank the Lord. I thank God for what he's doing in this hour. God is good.
Yes,
I say, God is good.
Yes,
and I want to tell you something I've learned. I've been in this a long, long time. A lot of times we come to church and God moved in different ways. You know, I remember my brother was telling us about how they had service. And a holy hush came over the church. And everybody was just, nobody saying that there's a holy hush. There was a young man that belonged to the church and he was coming to church. And he would always hear him singing. He said, ain't nobody singing. Oh, Lord, the rapture done took place. Ain't nobody there. And the closer he got to the church, the quieter it was. He just felt like something done happened here. So when he walked in the church, he saw the man got saved, by the way. So you never know how God want to move. You come in, you think, well, are we going to? No, let's just come in and say, God, you have your way. Because you never know how he's going to move. Amen. So this morning, Pastor going to sing the song, Bridget. I have sang the song, Bridget, every day. I have to do it. I'm singing this for the Lord and for my daughter, Oh Holy Night.
Yes,
never sung in a long, but I told the Lord, I said, God has put a song in my heart again.
Yes.
Nobody know what kind of trials you go through. And when the Israelites got over there, they said, well, how can we sing in a strange land? They hung their harps up by a willow. It's a lot of people in here, you don't hung your harps up by a willow. But God today is going to let you give a song today. I don't mean you have to be, so you understand what I'm saying? There are a lot of people hanging their harps up by a willow, and the joy leaves. And you don't even be knowing you like that. Sad. But I just want to thank the Lord for what he's done for me this year. These months that we have sought the Lord, God has really touched me. He really has. And I really thank, and I told teachers, why don't you sing no more? I said, I don't know. But the Lord gave me my song back.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt this word, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder lay a new and glorious war. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, all night divine, all night. When Christ was born, all night divine, all night, all night divine. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, all night divine, all night. When our Lord was born, oh, holy, holy night, all night, all night divine. Can't sing like I used to hit them notes. But Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You need to stand up and thank God for something this morning. Stand up and thank him for something. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, something in your heart you need to thank God for. Hallelujah. You're alive and you're doing good and you can walk and you can see and you can talk. You need to thank God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God for Sister Allison. She's been such a blessing to us. I said, well, she probably won't be here today, but praise the Lord. I just want to thank you, Sister Allison. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Y'all just pray for me. I don't know what key y'all singing, but I hit it at the word. I just want to thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of you, my father's children. God has really been working on me. Hello? You know, we need God to work on us. And I just want to thank the Lord. I want to go to Luke. And usually, I don't really do this because I just preach whatever. I'll preach on something else during Christmas time. But all my life, since I was 5 years old, I sung Christmas hymns. All my life. All my life. Every Christmas, we sung them in school, we sung them outside, we sung them. But I was sitting in my prayer room, and my mind's eye began to go off. And in my mind's eye, I saw Luke 2 open up to me. And the song, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. I wonder, do you know what the angels brought? This morning, I've been asked the Holy Spirit all day, all night, today, 4 o'clock, 12. Lord, let me explain a little bit, just a little bit, of what happened that night in a little town called Bethlehem, house of bread. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad to be here today. Turn around and tell somebody, I'm glad to be here too. sister Gerda called me this morning. She called this morning and she said, "Hello, Sister Celeste." You know how she called me. And she sounded a little bit lonely, but then she sounded like, you know, she's going to do okay. She said the weather was okay. She said, "Tell the saints I won't be there today." She's in Connecticut, and she'll be back on the 4th. Say, "Tell the saints I'll see them next year." And she said, "I went to church, and they had a little reading, and they had a little song. It was okay. It's okay, you know." So today we're going, and she told her son, she said, "I'm coming to check out your pastor." She said, that's what she told him. She said, "I'm coming to check your pastor out." But she didn't really want to go, but I'm so glad she got there, and I'm so glad she called. I wasn't expecting her to call today. I'm going to tell you, and then, you know, the other saints, they pray for them too. They are out today. But anyway, I want to go to Luke 2, and I want to ask the Lord a blessing on the word. This has been really just resonating in my heart. And I asked the brother last night, I said, "You know, Joy to the World, y'all got that down there?" He said, "Yeah, I got it. I don't have the music, but joy to the world." Amen. You are telling you what happened that day is resonating in our hearts and carrying on to eternity. Something happened. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you're going to do today. Hearts you're going to open. Healings you're going to give. Miracles you're going to do. I just want to thank you. Anoint thy servant, O God, because I can't do a thing without you. I pray that, Lord, that you would look down upon Dad this morning and touch him. In Jesus' name, give him a miracle that he may know there's a God in heaven that's looking down and that he loves him. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, take the word and let us, Lord, rejoice in what you have done. I tell you, Luke 2, everybody know Luke 2. I usually have Luke 2 every Christmas. But in Luke 2, it came to pass in those days. People say, "I know they're going to read the Christmas story, but you ain't going to hear it like this." He said, "That went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." And listen, it said this taxing first came when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, but God had a plan. Mm-hmm. And in my mind's eye, I saw the heavens. I saw the heavens and all the angels, thousands, millions, you know, like that. And God told this angel, he said, "The time has come. Go. Read your Bible." See, people, you think about, it was a angel at first, one angel. Remember that now, say angel. He told him, say, "Go, it's time has come. The time has come now to redeem man." And I seen this angel come down. And I'm going to have to do some skipping because I'm just, you know how I get excited. They all went, so while they were there, he said, Mary had this child. So when she had the child, then let's skip down to, I know you want me to read it all, but you read it when you get home. It's saying, number 9, saying, "Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them." Not the angels now. Not right now. See, this is what God showed me. The angel came down. And when he opened up the heavens, I saw a light come down and just engulf these shepherds. Now, why did he go to the shepherds? He could have went to the governor, the king. Well, the king could have told everybody. He could have went to the prophets. They could have explained it to everybody. But he took the lowest. He took the lowest. Shepherds were not even, they were the lowest of the professions. You know, in fact, Egypt, when Joseph went down to Egypt and brought his father down there, he couldn't even live in the same place because the shepherds was abhorrent to them. Abhorrent things, shepherds. So he took the low, like he took us, the low. He'll go down in the dump, so don't worry about, listen. The Lord, your family, oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord, your people that you praying for get, he takes the low. I don't care if they in drug down to where they scumping the ground. He takes the low. He'll go down because that doesn't seem like what he like to do. You know, because he said, "He that has been forgiven much loves much." So some people ain't never done no sin, see. So, you know, they can't really appreciate what God can do. But I saw this angel come down in my mind. And I saw the heaven's light come around all them, and then they were, so the Bible say they were so afraid, I guess so. And I saw, praise the Lord, in heaven, the light. I couldn't imagine it in my mind. But the residue of the light that shines around God, you cannot look at it. The light is so bright and so intense till there is no shadow of anything that's in the heavens. Even the flowers don't have, even the buildings that, you know, we see shadows. You know, when we just light a certain way, the shadow falls. There's no shadow in heaven. The light is so great until there's no shadow off of it. And I couldn't understand that. But when I saw this angel step down, hallelujah, read what he said, Al. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon him. What?
And the glory of the Lord.
And the Lord, glory of the Lord showed round about him.
And they were so afraid.
But then the angel said what? The angel said unto him,
fear not.
Fear not. I bring you good tidings.
Of great joy.
I bring who now? That's what the Lord. Now, the Lord, who did he bring?
Me.
He said, I'm bringing you. He said, I'm going to bring to the Lord. I bring you good tidings. That may not did none of y'all, but that just knocked me for a loop. He brought me good tidings. He brought you good tidings. These tidings are to you. Say me.
Me.
Say it again. Me.
Me.
Oh, Jesus. I bring you good tidings of what?
Joy.
Of great joy. Is it a joy?
Great joy.
Watch out, pal. A great joy. I bring you, 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 you. He was talking to the angel. The angel now stood up here telling this man of a few of how many it was. I bring you good tidings. And when I said, oh, Lord, read.
Which shall be.
Now we'll put the people in there. Mm-hmm. Which shall be to all people. Because what? When you get it, you're going to go out and spread it. So it should be to all people. For unto you this day, right?
In the city of David.
A Savior is born. A Savior, which is Christ
the Lord.
Now listen, the Bible, now y'all know y'all been to school and y'all seen the star shining. They didn't follow no star. They didn't see no star. Do the Bible say they saw a star? All right, read.
And you shall find the babe.
Wrapped in, you ain't gonna mistake him. I know you a shepherd, so you know where every shepherd pen is. So you're gonna have to go down to find him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened?
Lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude
of. Now listen, I'm seeing in my mind's eye this one angel stepping down and to obey God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels. Multitude standing back. And all of a sudden I seen them come up. Joining. Whoa, this is a good thing here. They joined around this angel and said to them, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. When they made the proclamation, this one angel, then it said the angels came around him. And they began to say, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. And all of a sudden, I saw the church. They understood. And they began to say, glory to God.
Yes.
God began to raise people that understood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He began to raise up. You may not understand this, but you where you live on, you will.
Amen.
Glory to God. And on earth, peace.
Mm-hmm.
You get ready, child. God is raising. I'm telling you now. Get ready. I'm telling you. The heavens, and then I said, Lord, 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 this is beautiful. It just got me joy to the world. And so somebody caught that revelation, and they wrote, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every, what? Receive her king. And I seen it, I saw it. I said, oh, Lord, help us to receive you. And I heard you say, Dee, Lord, keep me every day. I want to run after you. I want to be able to run after you. But David said, draw me, Lord. Draw me and I'll run. You can't get free. Ask God to draw you. You got something. You can't free yourself. Ask God to draw you. I'm telling you, these last past where we've been on this dedication this month, it's just been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing to me. Praise the Lord. I told the Lord, I'm tired of talking about what I ain't going to do. I ain't going to eat this. I ain't going to eat. No, Lord. I say, man, I think I look at too much TV.
Amen.
No, I don't look at nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
The devil don't have you looking at nothing bad. He'll sit you down there for 5 hours watching Natural Geographic. You ain't prayed. You ain't read. He don't care. He not going to try to get you out and see it, you know. No. It's the time. Say T-I-M-E, time. And I said, Lord, I spent too much time. I like to see people tear down houses and build them up. And I sit there, and when I look up, it's 2 hours done passed. This man done built about 2 or 3 houses. And then I said, what are you going to do with the next one? I like that. And I like United Geographic. I like things. You know what I'm saying? But I found out that I said, Lord, I'm going to put this away. I ain't turning this TV on because I can't. It's in the living room we have it on. I said, Dad, I'm off of TV. He said, okay, so he turned it down a little bit, you know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Find out what you're doing too much. See, the thing of it is, saints, the devil don't care. He don't care. All he want to do is get your attention. And keep your attention. Well, now he got your attention. How can God talk to you? Amen. Amen. So the shepherds went. And I saw myself, they were going down. Now, they didn't have no star because they was not wise men. They were just plain shepherds. But they know the Lord told them that he was born in a manger. So he went down looking at every stable and manger. Well, Mary got a stable, and I know Johanna got one. They hit it. I'm sure that the Holy Spirit drawed them and, you know, told them where to go. And when they found him, they worshiped him. And they went and told everybody. Now, listen. What gets me is the Bible said they went back and told everybody what the angels had done. Man, we was in the field. So, listen, when people don't believe you, don't worry about it. They ain't to believe nobody nowhere if they don't want to believe. We was in the field, and I saw this angel. What? A what? Yeah, the angel. Now, listen here. All the generations, this poor people had prayed for a Messiah. All the generations, they had been praying. God sent us somebody to relieve us from these Romans. They had been praying. You praying, hold on. But when your answer comes, it may not be like you think it is. You praying, but your answer may not be how you think it is. Because when Mary conceived, they thought she had committed adultery the whole time. Because you remember when the people had came up to Job said, well, we ain't born out of fornication. So they thought all the time, she the what? So she had to go through something. Oh, there's another sermon there. She had to face her mother and father. You ever thought about that? She had to make them, what? Even though they done read the Bible. They done read it. They all looking for a Messiah. These are Jewish people. They know that God was on. But years had passed. Here's another thing. 1,000 years is like a day to God. Sometimes I remember, I said, no, remember now, I'm human down here now. Remember that. But they, no doubt that they went to him. No doubt she had to go tell her mother. She was 3 months pregnant. She got to tell, do something. She got to tell this man she married. She gonna be, and you know, y'all know all about that. The Jewish weddings, when they got, you know, engaged, it was like they married. They didn't come together now and consummate the marriage, but they were married. And she got to go tell this man. I can just imagine, you know, her mother said, what? Mary, what? They couldn't believe it because she was such an upright girl. They couldn't believe it. So Mary had to keep her cool, like you were saying this morning. God tell you something and do something supernatural for you, you're going to have to keep it, whether somebody believe it or not. You're going to have to keep it. He did what? What? You gonna have some? You think people gonna rejoice? Something else that was taught me this morning. Y'all stay with me a little while. Something else was taught me that we are a body. I'm so glad for Jesus. Come, thank you, Jesus. And when one part of the body is sick, we was talking. Al brought that out so beautiful this morning. Then I thought about what the unselfishness God gives us. When we let the Lord come and live in our hearts. Because we got a sister now that's going through with a daughter. You know what I'm saying? And you may have some over here, you praying from over here for you. But just so happen, let us all, we jumped and double teamed that devil for her daughter. Forget about what you got over here. Meanwhile, God gonna take care of your thing. I say, meanwhile, God gonna take care of your thing. As I'm thinking, we was bringing out other things, and I said, Lord, you know where I am. You put me here. Where you are, God put you there. It's a reason that you're there where you are. And all of a sudden, it came to my mind. You know, I'm going to tell you something. People can talk all they want to, but it takes God to give you these revelations. You can just, it's the truth, but all of a sudden, I say, God, I must can take this thing because you put me here in this position and in this place. You must can take it. Hallelujah. God is working something out of you. Let's brother say, iron sharp as iron. God is working something out in all of us. And so whatever you are in, hallelujah, God has put you there to work something out in you. Am I making sense? He put you there. Yeah, but nothing. Who you think you are? Put nothing. Go through hard. You're trying to do this. God has a reason. He has a reason to do whatever he does. And it's for your good. Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know what I think of you. I think good of you to bring you to an expected. And what you expecting, I'm going to bring you there. And you have to think of all these words that God is saying. So anyway, I'm thinking of the shepherds. They went, now listen. When the wise men came, they wasn't in, who going to let their wives stay in the stable? You see how we done got? Read it where the shepherds came. Don't go too far when the shepherds came. It's not in there. It's in Matthew. Is that in there? When the shepherds came to find the baby. It may be in Matthew too. But when the shepherds came, the Bible say they went to the king and told the king, say, we saw the star. They've been studying for years. Studying this guy. Studied all the prophecies about this Messiah. They've been studying. And all of a sudden, the star that they saw, now listen, all right, you smart people. Somebody say, well, Jupiter lined it up with Mars and something else happened up there. Well, who put the whale in to swallow Jonah? There's no whale. Whales can't swallow nobody, not no whale we know. But God prepared a whale and God prepared a star. You got to have nothing lining up, no comment and all this kind of stuff. Foolishness! But they don't believe in a supernatural God. Well, this supernatural God had that star for them to follow. And when they followed him, they came to a house. He was, and they saw the young child, not a baby, a young child. So it's a month done passed in there. He might have been 6-7 months old. They didn't got him. I know the circumcised. He'd already done that. But I just thank him for coming. I thank him. I sit down today. I say, Lord, I'm telling him how old I am. I say, God, I thank you. Daddy, we was out. Man, I say, God been so good to me. I just want to let him know he been so good to me. God been good to you. Well, I ain't there. Oh, no, God been good to you, honey. The devil would tear you up. The demons, if he opened your eyes, you'd be scared to death of what's around you. You'd be scared to death. When you get in your car, you'd be scared to death. To drive, because he always got something else planned for you. But you don't see nothing but the natural. But there's a supernatural world out there that God takes care of really good. And you got some angels. I told sister, I said, you know, you good on this airplane. The angels of the Lord encamps around about you. Can't nothing bother you because the angels encamp around about you and keep you. And Michael said, Mama, nobody told me about it. Yeah, I tore that Cadillac up, I did. I had a wreck in my Cadillac. Tore all the front out. It was just demolished. Just demolished. Not a scar. I didn't even move from the seat. Not nothing. I said, God, thank you. Thank you. I could have got hurt. Could have got my neck broke. Could have hurt somebody else. But God is good. No, that was God. God is good. Well, I got a new Cadillac. Now, here it is. When we first got the Cadillac, me and Bridget was out, and she drove it up on a curve. She said, oh, my God, Mama. She was just destroyed. Oh, it scarred, you know, scarred up the thing down there. I said, well, Bridget, one thing, ain't no scars on it. We got a brand new Cadillac. I said, ain't no scars under that now. It's brand new. It looks like it's brand new. I took it to the GM company. It's brand new. And I'm a brand new person. I just believe I feel brand new. I do. I just thank the Lord for what he has done. Yes. Listen, the Lord has come.
Yes.
Let earth you
yes.
receive her King. Let every heart yes. prepare him room. If you have not prepared a room, you need to do it today.
Yes.
You need to let him come in, prepare him room. Oh, amen. You go so far in life, but soon you're going to hit a bump. You might have been going through, but soon you're going to hit something that you can't get out of. But when he's there, every bump, and you're going to have some bumps, even when you get saved, you're going to be some bumps. You're going to have some holes in the road that need to be fixed. And how did the devil put them there? Hallelujah, Jesus. But he will help you. He'll help you. But you got to come to him. You got to come to him. You got to prepare him. It said, let every heart prepare him room.
Yes,
Lord. So it's up to us to prepare him room. He ain't going to come and by the way, he don't bust people's door down.
Amen.
The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and what? He's knocking at your door.
Yes, he is.
He's knocking, Lord, come on in.
Yes,
praise, I'm going to have to move some stuff around. Come on in.
Yes,
take out all that junk off the wall you don't like. Take, go in my drawers and take that out. Take everything you don't like. Just get it on out, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like you say your son has cleaned up that basement. Lord, make me whistle clean. You ever prayed about God? Lord, clean me up. You absolutely. Every day of my life, I sure do. Hallelujah. Because I know there are things that you cannot do without God. Yeah, I know the word because I've been studying it since I was 14. Yeah, I know it. I know it good. But hallelujah. But what I'm talking about down in here. By the way, I learned something too. You know where your heart is? Where's your heart? Your spiritual heart. Y'all knew that? Out of your belly will come living water. Rivers. Not a river, but rivers. Rivers of living water.
In fact,
when I found so I said, Lord, people can't seem to, but people just need to give him some room. Let him come in and sit down. Don't let him stand. Let him sit, Lord. Sit down. And let me fix you some dinner. What do you like? I'm a pretty good cook. I'll cook what you want. Let him come on in and sit down. And don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. We our Sunday school class, we just, you know, back and forth bounce. And so I saw a tape that Al was looking at. He said, I'm going to go get that. Because we're going to take the whole class, I guess. But he... Amen. About this young man who got saved. You have to go on Chris, what's his name? Steve Brock. Christmas with Steve Brock, and he's on one of those little links. God led me. I went to hear Steve Brock sing, because he can show no sing. And some links was down there, and one of I said, oh, that looks kind of interesting. I hit on it. And here come this boy named Gus something. He was a Greek. And he was full of fire. You know what? How he blessed me, I know God helped me to do that. We're praying for a girl now that's deep in drugs. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, and the Lord told me, he said, you get scared of names. Cancer.
Yes.
This thing.
Yes,
that thing. I ain't scared of nothing.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's just a name. That's something they got. That's just a name. I heal all diseases. It don't care what name it is. Don't care where you are with it. I'm a healer. And I begin to see that. You know what I'm saying? God is who he say he is. Young people, don't say I got plenty of time. Because you don't. I know you got a TV, don't you? Let me see anybody folks got TV or television. Let me see the hand of y'all that got iPhones. Radios. We living in the last day. And Jesus is soon to come. All the fulfillment of the prophecies are being fulfilled. And when God stand up and say, go get them, that's going to be it. Ain't going to be no time. Ain't going to be no time. He said, he the demon on the housetop, let him stay. Wherever you are, that's where he going to come get you at. Oh, that's good. Oh, I like that. I said, wherever you are, he going to come get you. Don't be nobody you don't think Jesus is going to be. Don't go nowhere you don't think Jesus is going to go. Because he might come while you're there. And what you going to do? And here's the thing. See, we've been preached for the last 20 or 30 years. Oh, grace. And it's true. Oh, love. And it's true. But the hell mentions ain't been preached. But God getting ready to raise up some people. And some ministers, they're gonna preach the hell out of people. They're gonna talk about fire and brimstone. See, the devil don't want you to talk about that. Oh, yes. Stay up. The Lord is gonna do this. And the Lord is gonna do that. And we sassy along. And then we just get, you know how the church done got. Come on now. The church is just, come on now. Come on. Y'all don't remember when Michael, it was small. See, they remember a little something. Gwen remembers. And I told Dad, I said, churches got to get back. We have to get back to what we lost. He said, well, I ain't lost nothing. Yeah, you did. The church used to cast out devils and everything else. Now the devil come casting you out. Come on now. I told El, I said, no, I don't believe. I said, we're going to pray and ask God to help us. Ain't nobody coming here shooting up nobody. If they come in here, the bullet's going to go over our heads. We supposed to be a prayer for people. The devil ain't supposed to be running over us. I'm sorry. The devil ain't supposed to be running. Now, what kind of thing is that? Somebody said, ooh, I ain't going to church. You go to church and now this devil, shoot. You know, and listen, another thing, you close your ears and open your heart to Jesus. Because all the stuff that's going on, if you get in here, you're going to be scared. Come on, you're going to be scared. You're going to be scared to go shopping. You're going to be scared to get on a plane. You're going to be scared to get in your car. If you don't open your heart. Not me. You ain't no better than nobody else. That's what the enemy wants you to do, just keep listening. So you get on the news and listen. And just, oh, Lord, the same old crap all the time. I'm glad I got, woo, had a month away from that crap. But the same thing. And now you got somebody that's acting like a dictator. They like it, though. Yeah, they like it. And I pray for the saints, all of us. Because we are so ignorant of things. He said one thing that he was against. Pro-life. He wasn't against nothing else. Hello? They asked him about the other things that's worse than pro-life. He said, I'm going to let the states do that. I said, yeah, sure. Sure. Don't be feeling bad. Because neither one of them. Neither one. Jesus is coming. Make him room. Make room for him. I say make room for him. Make room for Jesus. Make room for Jesus. And if you haven't made room for him, it's your day to make room for Jesus. It is your time to make room for Jesus. It ain't talking about, well, I got to other. No, don't let the devil do that to you. Don't let him do it. Because suppose that Jesus come today, you're going to say, what are you going to tell the Lord? What are you going to tell him? What you going to tell him? And you're going to tell, well, Lord, the church wasn't right. Too many hypocrites in the church. Well, Lord, you know, that you weren't doing nothing. I ain't see nothing. What you need to see? Let me tell you something about these seers. And I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to hold you too long. But you know, you can't say to my, well, if I see a miracle. The Israelites saw a miracle every day. Every single day they lived, a cloud was over them in the morning, fire at night. Every single day for 40 years. Have you ever thought about that? Huh? They walked through water. I don't know how wide it was. Allison, I can't imagine it's like a million people. I'm thinking of what they probably did it overnight. You know, they walked through the sea. People walking through the sea with water there and water there. I want to see a miracle. Oh, my God. Is it going to make you any better? They saw miracles every day of their life. It's up to you to make room. Don't let them say, well, when the church gets to doing so and so and so. You better come on. That ain't going to be good enough when you stand before God. Well, Lord, I would have came, but you know, the church supposed to be doing something. The church ain't doing so and so. What are you doing? You got to make room for Jesus. He told him, say, you. You. Mama don't go. Daddy don't go. If sister and brother don't go, get you a ticket. I said, get you a ticket. Young people too. Young people. We have to stand before God. Ain't nobody exempt. But I dare. She probably, because she's her age, I believe there is a of accountability. But you young people that have heard the message of God, you need to make room. You need to make room for Jesus. He's coming. I said, he's coming again. And the angel came. It's so wonderful. Oh, you'd have to be living back there to understand just what's what. They was in such turning. The Romans was just taxing them to half to death and making them work. And y'all know about all of that. Then Jesus came. Then Jesus came. And the things he did for people. So people just people. He healed the sick. The blinded eyes and everything. He did he just made people happy. But he told them the truth. He told them parables. He told them about a man who was rich. And he had a servant that laid there named Lazarus. And he told him how the rich man died and went to hell. And the man went to heaven. This went to heaven. It was Abraham's bosom. He told him about that. In fact, did y'all know he talked more about hell than he did heaven? Did y'all know that? Jesus talked more about hell than he did heaven. Because he didn't make it for us. Hell is not made for you. Neither me. Jesus loves us. But he wants you to love him back. All he asks for you is to obey him. Like we say, it's not hard. You know, the hard thing is when you fight. That's it. Allison, you know that's the truth. Anything you want to do. In natural things. Say, I'm going to give up sweets. Naturally. You say that to yourself. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself. That cookie be calling your name. That ice cream and cake, whoa, whoa, whoa. Anything you give up, it calls your name. It's that, you know, something that's going to help you. After I started back walking, hate it. The treadmill. Woo, Jesus. So I get on the treadmill, give me some music, and I say, you doing this. Girl, you going to do this. I said, shut up. Do you know y'all talk to yourself? Y'all don't talk to yourself. Maybe y'all ain't old to talk to yourself. Y'all that done gave up sweets. Erica. It's got chocolate on it. You know how you love chocolate. Come. Next thing you know, you're at the refrigerator. Opening the door. And then the chocolate really say, come on, boys, let's give up Ray. Ray. It's hard. Yeah. But you got to say to it. You better shut up. I'm telling you now, I'm not eating yet. You think that's silly, don't you? You think it's silly? You better do that today too while y'all all this Christmas stuff going on. I'm not gonna get another plate. I put on it everything I want. I'm not getting another plate. Well, I ain't supposed to eat no sugar. Too much sugar causes, you know. And here, oh, it's Christmas. How is so-and-so? Oh, he down.
Hand attack.
Yeah. Christmas attack. Yeah. You're going to do what we're going to have to do. Remember we went into 2 Peter 1? That changed my life. The fifth verse. Add to your faith. Add to your faith virtue. The virtue of knowledge. The knowledge temperance. The temperance patience. The patience brotherly kindness. The brotherly kindness charity. You got to do it. Ain't nothing going to drop down on you and make you do nothing. Am I talking? If you want to do it, you got to do it. And all you can't do, God will help you. But you got to do it. You got to put the candy aside. No matter how you love God. Hello? What, he got off into fussing now. No matter how you love God, we have to do it. We have to do it. You have to make up your mind, I'm going to do this. I don't care what your body say, you might as well shut up and calm down. Go outside, get you some air, drink you some water, do whatever you have to do. You can do this thing. Say to yourself now, I can overcome. Say it again. Now say, I will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I will overcome. I saw my brother-in-law, I mean my son-in-law, he's out walking. I said, ain't that nice? He's out walking. You still walking? You still walking? It's not easy, is it? You get off of work, you're tired. Say, I can overcome. I will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Hallelujah. You believe that? You ought to shout then. You believe you can overcome? I said you believe it? The stress of this life keeps us doing these different things. Honestly, it's so much stress in people's lives until next thing you know they do it. Whatever it takes for your stress. You got your little stress breaker. If it's wrong, you can overcome. I'm telling you, you can. And it's not easy. I'm not going to tell nobody it's easy. It ain't easy to get up on that treadmill. Now, I like walking outside because, you know, you walk outside, you know, but it's too cold to be outside. I don't want to do it. I just don't. Sometimes I forget. I say, Lord, I'm going to hang in here until I get it done. Praise the Lord. What you doing it for? Well, you know, just because I'm saved, that don't mean that I can do what I want to do. That don't mean I can eat all the candy and do this and this and that and that and be healthy. You just can't. It's good teaching. God will help you. Say, God, help me. I have to ask God to help us. Man, chocolate is addictive. Sugar is addictive. Did y'all know that? Sugar, I'm going to tell you, sugar is like kerosene on information in your body. You put that sugar in there, and it's like you done put some kerosene on it. Y'all know what kerosene is? My husband makes fires, and sometimes he slide a little kerosene up in there, and it just, boom! Then you be hurt. Usually it's sugar. Is that right, Clay? It's usually sugar. Sugar is awful. We got to find some alternative for that stuff. I use stevia, but we got to find some. Where's the show? You know, we got to find an alternative. I know God know what he know we love him. And listen, when the Lord heal you, is God going to heal anybody this year?
Yes.
Is God going to do anything for anybody?
Yes.
I say, is our God going to do something for you?
Yes.
But when he do it, use T-M-P-R-A-N-C-E, temperance. It's in the Bible because he said, if you do these things, you will never fall. So you look for, I'm still stressing the Bible. I got to say, I want to do right. It's already down there. And in Ephesians or Philippians 4 and 8 or Ephesians 4, it tells you what to think. And I started getting it, bro. I said, oh, Lord, that ain't right to think that, Lord. Get that out. That's not right. The thinking. Do you know you're supposed to be thinking right? Help. So to think right. The Lord bless and keep you. And make room for Jesus. Shout with the angels. The message is simple. I got no revelations. Just be making room for Jesus. Anybody want to do that today? If you here, you haven't made room for Jesus. Make room for Jesus. He loves you. He died for you. When the angel came, he didn't say, but he came to them. He said, you. This is to you. Isn't that awesome? He just loves us so much. Amen. I want all the young people to come up here. All the young people. If you're young, come up here. All the youth. All the young. Come on, young people. Young. Young. Amen. You love Jesus? Yes. Lord, bless her. And you.